based on all
can
the
you put a set of, but see parents. See mine is where the puzzle finishes.
What
does R equal 3?
Yeah,
so oh, because, yeah, 3, that makes sense.
Yeah, so he's
A equals
1. Equals 1.
So where do you X and Y from?
We'll go back
because
to the page. I need the page.
X and Y
because it's chunky logic.
So
X and Y
equals 1
to
the
B equals 5.
Yeah, but
A,
so A equals 5.
But the Pythagoras thing is always
and then B
X squared plus Y squared equals Z squared.
Yeah, he's
telling you that's
B squared
equals
Z squared.
But he says therefore A equals 5.
In my world it would
be.
Yeah,
because A needs to be 5 because that's
the
coordinate.
I know that's
what
they said,
but I tell you where Z is, so then you assume that the next one's X and Y. There's a few assumptions you've got to make.
C equals pi times 0. Well, C equals 0.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
D equals
zero.
So
Z
oh, that was the only other one I got right.
So hang on, so C is 0, Z is 5.
R is
I don't know what V divided by I is, because
see, Z is
pi.
Well,
R
is
3.
I'll tell you if it's
R. No, B is 1. He's just telling us. C is 0. So it's 0, 1, something.
R is 3.
So I don't know if it's V, R, I. There's none of them.
Where the frick is X and Y gone?
R is Y.
X, Y.
X and Y. Well, Z equals X plus Y.
No, it doesn't.
Why?
Because in the Pythagoras formulas I looked at, they had x squared plus y squared equals z squared.
B is 6.
Is that how it used to be?
Is 6.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
so
right.
X and y is 3 and 4.
3 and 4.
But I thought it was a squared plus. Did that get changed a bit?
I said
but I had.
This is fucked. That's a shit puzzle.
Hang on, I didn't remember any of this.
How do you get X and Y?
I've almost got an answer.
Because
Z
squared
four
equals
Z squared
X squared
plus
Y squared.
X squared
plus
Y
squared equals Z squared.
Oh,
and so therefore,
oh that's
you,
your
you've
logic.
You've got to know the. This is so dumb.
God, oh,
this is so.
And Seth worked it out.
Oh, Seth needed a little bit of.
Oh,
no. This is.
Because
oh,
Seth can't do this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Seth was.
Seth does logic.
Seth was struggling with the B equals 1.
Yeah.
When I'd already told him that A equals 1, but he knew that A was 5.
Yeah, well, it has to be 5.
Yeah, so
is that? Oh, okay.
So
oh
everyone,
I get it now.
Most people.
So yeah, forget the first two. This is brute force there.
Bill
yeah.
When I gave it to Bill and I said, can you have a play around with this and see what you think? And he said, I don't know what B is, but it can only be a choice of 1 to 10. Yeah, 1 to 0. Yeah.
This is so dumb.
There's only 10 things it could be.
It's just wrong.
Logically, it would be 2, wouldn't it? Because the shonky is 1 and 2.
Yeah, but it could be A and B, or it could be 5 and 1.
Hang on,
what's the
R?
It's
own
laws.
I know that, but what's the actual values?
Well, you know that R
has to be
2. You know R is 3.
Because you can tell, go back to the freaking cache page.
No, this is the cache page.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but you know R is 3.
Here, because up here.
Yeah.
You know that V is, where's your coordinate?
Oh,
you know
so you're going,
six,
so whatever
says
that
R is 3.
Yeah,
so
I understand.
Yeah, so then if you know what V is, you can.
I could be really nasty and made up a set of numbers, but that would be just.
Oh, yeah, like a BFE.
A BFE or a Grinch one or a.
Funny because it's true.
Grinch puzzles make logical sense.
To Grinch.
To Grinch.
And SAGO.
I got the solution wrong.
Which one?
I'm just trying to put you up.
Oh.
All right, shall we start? So what's the topic? What are we discussing today?
Yeah, we've got a topic.
Shonky logic. Well, we've started.
SAGO5 wanted to talk about the new Grinch rule.
What's the new Grinch rule?
So
where did that come from?
Him.
The reverse where I go. Yeah.
The reverse where
he
I go.
He poked the WA guy, and the WA guy went off his nut.
Sure.
Was it the WA guy that discovered the rule?
In Spicchio.
Oh, he discovered the rule.
Oh, there is a rule, or is it a new rule?
There's a rule that's been around for multiple years. It's just the reviewers have decided to ignore it.
You know the do you know the rule?
I've seen it in the guidelines.
If you're ever not sure about rules, ask Money Dog. Because he was a reviewer for a long time.
Yeah, but that changed a lot, though.
Yeah, but he has a really sound. Like, I'll you know, I might have no idea about the rules.
Didn't exist
just,
when he was
yeah.
a reviewer, though.
And he. I didn't know this is a rule, and he said, oh, that's been a rule since 2005. Yeah.
Oh. See, oi, can I say the one thing that I think I might mention in the past?
That's
but
not
there's GeoWiki, and you know, there's all these local rules that obviously Chingle and so forth made, which is fine. I'm happy with that. Like, things like, again, like we're just
medium strips
and all that. So, 100% that's fine, but then, or the 10 person rule. okay, there's process and consistency. That's
what's
fine.
A 10,
but,
yeah.
You know, about the challenges that you need 10 people to satisfy.
Did you see that Any Pacific got published in the West?
I saw that. But anyway, come back to that in a second. So my point is, though, is that, like for example, United Arab Emirates, they will have GeoWiki pages that put on local rules on their pages, but there's nowhere in public that you can actually see these rules that then is sort of like, it just gets frustration from both rounds.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my little
thing. Oh, yeah, no, you're
this
right.
Guy that tries everything in every state.
So if you're saying Money Talk has all these rules, you know, that he was obviously part of that, well, make it public. Like, you know, then we can review those and then as a community, you know, accept.
Well, he doesn't have rules. He just knows how the guidelines work.
Or the guidelines, then.
Yeah, he's very... He's all over the guidelines. Like I tried to publish an event that publicised another event.
Yeah.
And I got knocked back on it.
Like
and
Megas.
I went, how come? And he said, oh, that's been the rule forever. And I was like, okay. Yeah. It wasn't something new. So the Warrego one was something that they've been ignoring.
Yeah, that was an interesting
I think it was
one.
Something that none of the Chingle net didn't know about it.
No, they'd never
come across it.
He essentially said that Groundspeak had sent them all a message saying, it's not really a rule, but it's more of a thing we should follow, that all reverse Warrego should be in that 2 mile range.
And the same with Play Anywheres.
Yeah.
Well, that's what reverse Warrego is, isn't it? Play Anywhere one.
Yeah. Not.
And
Technically it is. Yeah.
But so, they said that, and then obviously I poked the bear. And then he's gone. And then he's like, you can't publish this. And I said, well, I've got this, and this that all meet this guideline that you're saying that I can't have. And he's gone to obviously every reviewer in Australia and said, obviously, you're not following this guideline that's been stated by Groundspeak. You need to fix yourself, sort of thing. And so they've gone, oh, crap. So, and then because I brought it up, it's just all of a sudden.
It's the common rule.
Oh, it's a common rule now.
Because I tried to put.
So now everybody's lumped with it.
Oh, so there can't be long distance reverse caches anymore.
So
yeah.
I put a cache down in Mount Gambier the other day. And I tried to go from, Subiaco Stadium, to.
As a reverse.
I was going to go Darwin to Millicent. Brisbane to Millicent. And I was going to do a trail.
This
Southport of every state.
But you're going to do them as reverse Warrego's.
Yeah.
So you could still do them as straight Warrego's. You can still ride a straight Warrego.
Yeah.
So minus
it,
four...
It means that you just... Well, you can't put in the footy stadium, obviously, but you...
Yeah, but mine... That was one of the questions I was asked about that one was, where do you trigger it? And I said, well, the listed coordinates are the middle of the footy stadium, but you only have to approach... the roads that are the footy stadium, that surround the footy stadium. Once you cross those roads, you get it triggers.
And then I'll send you to the top of Renmark.
And then I'll send you to the top of Renmark, which is only 600 kilometres away.
Yeah, we place that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But that's still a valid...
That's a valid Warrego, and you're allowed
that's
to
not
do
a play anywhere one. That's a... You've got to go to the...
You've
start.
Got to go to a chosen point.
Unless
but the fact that you don't really need to go to the chosen point anyway is...
Yeah, because if you know how to use... Just a simple...
Just subtract four from a number, you're fine.
Yeah, you can do that.
You can subtract four from a number, can't you?
Mm. That's how
is five equal four?
Someone told me, I got the fake GPS thing to do all that. I said, why? I just subtracted four.
I didn't need
even I managed
five.
That one.
Yeah.
You can get there in any car, pretty much, too.
Yeah, two-wheel drive car will get you.
Some people are overthinking that one.
The minus four.
The bananas love it.
Yeah.
Bananas. Yeah.
Did they bought it my log in or not?
No, I
don't think they're all watching. There's quite a few people watching it. Have you seen how many people watching Tame and Shud?
Oh, really?
Oh, there's six people watching that.
There's a lot of interest in
there's
that
a lot of,
they're going to
put
story.
It
yeah.
It's because that guy got permission to dig up the body.
Yeah, they got they can dig the body up.
Oh,
if they can raise
recently.
Money. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
it was
in the paper yesterday.
Where's this?
Tame and Shud. So it's the...
The West Terrace Cemetery.
The guy that died on the beach.
Somerton Man.
The Somerton Man.
Yes.
He's buried in a grave that says, here lies the unknown man. That's it.
They don't know anything about
him. They don't know anything about him. They don't even know how
they found him with a cipher in his pocket. and he was.
He had no tag.
Poison, wasn't it?
And he died of some unknown poison.
It's proper cloak and dagger stuff. Like, total.
It's brilliant.
This guy's died. No one will ever know what
this
happened.
This was in 1940s.
Well, 1940. So now they're going to bury him up and check his DNA.
Oh, wow.
And no one's cracked the cipher yet. They reckon it's a book cipher, which means you can't crack book ciphers unless you know the source.
Yeah.
Oh. So the, because the electrical engineering, what's his name?
Derek Abbott.
Yeah, they've done a huge amount of.
He has.
On trying to solve a cipher.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but if it is a book cipher, you won't solve it. Because it was too short. You know, if you had a really long text.
Yeah.
Well, even then you couldn't. Because it's a one line, it's a one time pad.
Well, apparently his wife is supposedly maybe the dead guy's granddaughter.
Oh, really?
That's why they want to dig it up and find out if they're actually related or not.
Oh, they could do DNA.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do.
But they didn't. Everything. They didn't keep the evidence. So they had some hair and the suitcase.
Really?
And all that got trashed at some stage.
Oh.
Wow.
In a clean out.
Well, it was
70
or
years ago.
48.
48, was it?
48.
So yeah, I guess the forensics wasn't quite as good then as it is today.
Oh, there's a lot of cold cases that they're solving now.
Because of DNA.
So,
wow.
So, yeah, they...
Well, that guy that got... That woman that got stabbed at the news agency, he got... They found it. The guy did that.
Really?
20 years later, somewhere in Victoria, because of DNA match.
So moral of the story is not to do crime, then.
Don't
is that
do
what
crime.
We're saying?
Do crime doesn't pay.
You're listening at home, kids? Don't do crime.
Don't do crime.
Because you'll get caught 20 years
and
later.
And then they'll lock you up until you die.
There's multiple people in Tassie
that... Ivan Milat's about to find out.
Well, he's in ICU, so...
Yeah.
He's gone. He'll be died
dead
in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why they're trying to save him.
They're not.
He's never going to admit to what he did.
Palliative.
Yeah, but they're not just going to let him die. He's in ICU, so...
Mm-hmm.
Is that what Martin Bryan?
No, Martin Bryan's in Risdon.
Yeah.
He's even scarier.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with that guy.
Why is all the bad guys always in the overseas country, Tassie?
there's only
the West Island of New Zealand.
One guy escaped from Risdon prison the other day, and it was like big news. And I was like, "Oh wow!" Well, he got as far as 50 meters into the bush.
Did you get a solution yet?
For 2 days.
No.
Where do you start? What bit?
Well,
don't,
must
what,
be
what
completely
bit,
wrong.
To be fair,
what
the whole,
bit don't
that
you
whole
have?
Island is a jail. So
yeah,
I didn't
even
try
if
and
you
know
escape from
there.
Prison, there's no way you're getting out of that.
I tried everything.
Yeah,
else.
Why would you try and know for
this? Country.
Why did you
try and know that jail break?
Well,
so
circumference
equals pi times diameter.
Yeah,
he was in
that.
The back of some
so,
guy's boot. On the
so,
diameter.
Diameter. D for diameter.
Oh, really?
In the car.
I was just
like,
I've got no D.
I'm actually telling you what D is.
All right.
What is D?
D,
zero.
D is
I know zero, but how do you get zero?
Because
C equals pi times D.
C equals pi times D. You know, and D is
diameter.
D for diameter.
Oh, is that
circle? It's Euclid's formula.
I thought it was Euclid, but I thought it was something.
I looked up Euclid and
Euclid was the one that actually wrote down C equals pi times
D.
Yeah.
He wrote down a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I could tell you.
I've got A is 5, B is 1.
Is it somewhere
Z
I want to go?
Kids, there's a spoiler, so just.
C is 0.
I got C is 0, D is 0, R is 3.
How does this not guess what I'm thinking, puzzle?
V
is
but
we
six.
Have given away a GC.
It's not
told him what he's thinking.
Is V six?
Most of it is
crazy. How did you get that past the reviewer? Because
it took a while. That,
I want to hear the story.
There
record.
Was a couple of goes.
Maybe
I gave him some information
and
he couldn't work out where the hell B came from or D or X
nor can
or
I.
Y.
And I'm sitting here
so then I explained where they came from.
And he was happy with it.
He was happy with it. Got published.
Has anyone complained about your mall's balls?
No. Did you go to the posted? Did you go to the posted?
Yeah, I've been to count how many there are there today.
It doesn't work for me though, because I saw one and then like points being like in a country
probably,
so someone's house.
I have to go and find the coordinates somewhere because it's the same set of coordinates in it.
Exactly.
Spoiler.
Can you
well,
not
you
work
can go
it out
and find
from
the reverse
counting
where it go, but you won't be logging it.
Can you not go just work it out counting the balls?
I could.
I asked him to.
Probably be easier than going looking for the
no,
old
code. I'll just open up Basecamp and find one of my old downloads.
Well,
A equals 2.
Yeah.
So and it's all just A.
Well, there you go. A equals 2.
Point.
Oh,
two.
You gave it away.
It's like 222 point.
8.824.
Even if you had never been to Arundel Mall, you could still guess of the possible four or five numbers you had to try.
Yeah, like, even I could guess this one.
And
yeah,
you can't go wrong because it's got like the decimal, like the start of the decimal minute. So you know it's a long way away.
It is.
Yes.
Well, that's okay. You can do long distance.
You've only got
distance.
One sarcastic comment.
Yeah.
But you could, like, going back, you could still create a long distance wearing.
Do you reckon I could do Seattle to Millicent?
That's
why. Do you want me to have a go?
Have a go. And that'll annoy some people in Seattle. You could park it in the little HQ.
No,
those people can change the rules if they want to, you know.
I bet you that doesn't
he's like, he really wants to push that line to see how far. Because we were saying,
go to a multi.
No, go to the postal quarters, count how many geocaching headquarters there are.
And then do this math.
And then go to the exact opposite side of the world.
Yes, there was a mega that was here 4 months ago.
If greater than one, convert south. Convert north to south.
Yeah.
Convert east to west.
I don't know whether that would...
West to east.
Is there...
Because there is no rule.
There's no real rule. I mean, I've got one in Canberra that... is a 960.
Well, I've got the Tassie one.
Yeah.
That's a projection, though. That's a
projection. The problem I've got at the moment is...
They
can't find the cannon. Because the cannon's in for conservation.
Oh. Well, my cannon...
Well...
Is it? They took the plaque off the cannon. There used to be a plaque on
there. Well, the plaque's gone.
The plaque's gone.
The plaque's been gone for about 3 or 4 years.
Oh, really?
But it's available on the internet. All that does is turn a multi into a puzzle. So.
Except the numbers are different because on the internet they're in meters. They're in meters, not.
No, I found the exact plaque.
They're different
units.
I found the exact
you
same
can
plaque.
Find,
yeah,
you
can
find enough
plaque
on the internet.
I found
to
the plaque
get you
in three locations on the internet.
You don't
so
have to go to a cemetery to do
so, it. But the problem they've got at the moment is the actual cannon barrel is missing.
It can't.
How do you lose? That thing weighs like 30
it
tons.
No, it weighs 45 tons.
It's bloody massive.
So what they did was I've actually run the conservator to ask him when it's going back. We'll find out what he's done with 45 tons of metal. But I got his voicemail. So rather than say, hi, this is Monty, I'm a geocacher, can
not
you ring me back?
What you're doing.
I said, Monty, the metallurgist, on the basis that that might pique his interest.
This is Monty Luke from
Jura. Yeah.
I see your name once a month at work. Somewhere I see your name on something.
Oh, my God.
What's that? I know that is.
Okay.
How many Monty Lukes are there in the state?
There was two. There's only one now.
Oh, it was your dad, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
But. Yeah. So we're missing cannon. And my other one is, the other one I've got disabled at the moment is in Dogleg Tunnel on Cockatoo Island. I have an earth cache. But some
and you've
of the,
written a really threatening post on that page.
Yeah, I did. I did actually write quite a threatening post. So I said, don't try and log this. Yeah, the area's closed off at the moment. So what's happened is some of the it's in a sandstone tunnel and some of the supports broke.
Oh.
So they closed the tunnel.
Fair enough.
So they closed the tunnel, which is...
Yeah.
Yeah. So what my post says, I allowed one log on somebody because he told me that it was closed.
Mm.
But then I said, yeah, there is no access at the moment. Your log will be deleted.
Well,
I don't think it was
island?
Harsher
Cockatoo
than that.
Island.
Where's that?
In the middle of Sydney Harbour.
Because I was like, how can you
so
manage?
It's a tunnel that they built during WW2 to get from one end of the island to the other. Rather than go around, they go through. So...
Not bother with virtual finds. They'll be deleted.
And I said, when be open again? Because I ring the ranger about every 2 months. And he says, he said, they're working in there. And I said, oh, does that mean it's going to be fixed soon? And he said, oh, it might be after Christmas. So
bring me grandma.
So
is that part of the grief you're getting for publishing new ones?
Nah.
So that one's not on the list?
That was not on his list.
It won't be on his list.
It's too far away.
Yeah. But, and then it was, well... They're working on it, and will it be open by Christmas? Keep track of these things.
Why didn't I go there today?
Going to
That's a horrible puzzle.
What's that puzzle?
The unnecessary umlaut.
Oh.
I know that one.
You can do that.
I've done it now. Rings I'm just saying, why didn't I go and collect it whilst I was out that way today?
Because it's a... The snake one's just around the corner from that.
Snake one.
The one where the you got to pull a snake out of a tree.
So oh, that, are you talking about Lisbeth?
Yeah. That's not far from there. Maybe
is
that's
that one of
on.
Your caches?
No,
it's not one of mine. But I didn't think it was very far from there. It's that girl that's up the K.
Kayesh.
Kayesh.
I've never met her, but yeah, I know.
She's got caches all over there. Well, that was a bison tube stuck in the mouth of a snake.
Oh.
Plastic snake.
Was it a bison tube?
Well, it was a bison tube when I did it, but then I think it changed.
I found it with Linda and...
So you didn't actually touch cache? You just...
No, I pulled the snake out of the tree.
Oh, okay.
I've got loads to do
that. Was that the one where... When you first found it, it dropped into
yes.
the tree.
Yeah, and then I had to go back. And she replaced it the next day.
That's the one I got the speeding ticket doing.
Did you get first of all?
No.
No.
I should have read the logs. I went there and only found half.
Yeah, you found the bit that... There is a cache down the bottom, but it's a long way down.
I said I probably could get it, because...
I don't know what you're going to get it with. You need some sort of tool to get it.
Because I was asking what it was made out of, because I had an idea, because we retrieved something else. Nothing to do with caching, just something fell into a little crevice and...
Magnetic stuff you can grab.
Yeah.
If it's...
Are plastic chips magnetic?
No, they're aluminium.
Mm.
But they sometimes have bits of metal hung on them.
Yeah, like the key ring.
Yeah. The key ring part of platons.
Now I've got heaps of them.
It used to have a hard drive magnet on a piece
of
wire.
What's the melting point of aluminium?
600.
Oh, it's just because...
650, something like that.
One of Bison's got caught in a burn off, but it had its full integrity on the outside, like it hadn't changed shape or anything, but you couldn't be open because it had fused itself shut.
Yeah.
Like, because I went home and put it in a vice, it wouldn't.
But
the thread was absolutely fused.
Ash inside of it,
so I'm wondering. Yeah, eventually I drilled it to get it open, and what was inside was no longer. So it must have got proper hot.
Mm.
But it didn't.
Depends on the alloys, because depending on what it's mixed with, if it's mixed with magnesium, it drops the melting point a little bit. If it's mixed with manganese, it lifts it a little bit.
Just for the record, three
copper
podcasts in a row, we're back on chemistry.
That's what you're sticking
with.
You asked the question.
That made me contemplate
whether
it's time to go. Well,
firstly, I was interested in the melting point off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's your job, though.
Yeah, some of those things I know.
Yeah, because I found, because that was one of the Zithrin multis, he's got the little, it got caught in a burn off.
Zithrin multi?
It seems to be one that he wants to keep going.
Well, the one down on the Mount Lofton Trail has been missing for about 3 years now.
I was just saying, there's a couple of Zithrin puzzles that are very, very, very overdue for maintenance. They've got need maintenance on them, and they haven't been cleaned up, so I found that quite interesting.
Yeah, I thought the same. Because I did one.
Be a bit selective on what they're cleaning up.
I did one in Moriata. I went to Moriata quite last night, and I didn't read the logs ahead of me, and there was one that had a needs maintenance from like the start of the year, and it was like completely kaput, not even a log book in there.
So which one was that? That was
Vassafall
or
Madame Abyss.
Down the drain. I mean, that's a hard to maintain one because of where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Fife Street, Klemzig.
You got to speak Tasmanian.
Fife Street.
Where's that?
In Klemzig.
Down
near
the
just about to search in Klemzig.
It's F-I-F-E.
On the corner of
Fife
Road and Paynham Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that was that's a tough location to hide a cache in, because he didn't. Now that probably would have been done with a big bison and tied to the grid.
Mm.
So he's archived. But here, down the drain. Oh, you have.
How long? See, I reckon
it's not a hurdle cache.
I'm joking. I've got no interest in going to get it.
But see, do those caches have get DNFs on them?
You're reading the logs, so a previous finder went back to help and said, no, it's gone.
Yeah.
So, because I haven't done it yet, it's on my watch list because I want to do it.
I reckon I replaced it once.
It's been replaced a lot.
Yeah, I reckon when we took Feathertop there,
okay.
It wasn't there, so I went back to the car and got a Sistema and gave it to him, and he put
it. Have you? You wouldn't have done it, but the mulchy down under, like, starts at Botanical Gardens. Have you done it? The one like through the drains.
Oh, that's
no. Well,
rust cool
resistance.
There's some Tassie guys coming over now. They're keen on
it. Well, it's dark. Well, the dark is here, and it's never had a problem.
Well,
it's the ammo can sitting here in plain sight.
When you go down,
it's tough to get to.
Obviously, everybody walks through the drain,
but
no one goes tunnel.
And that side tunnel isn't.
No, but somebody was saying they went into that side tunnel, and there was people in there taking doing photography, like model,
obviously just
model photography.
Someone who said that?
That was recently.
Yeah, that was real recent.
Yeah.
The other thing too is that tunnel.
No. That was Connor's story from Tasmania or something like that. You and your mum.
We went down there and took photos.
No. But you and your mum's heard voices and.
That was in. Other...
Okay.
No.
You haven't logged my church micro in the city.
No, I'm saving it for Friday.
I can't find the thing.
I have one day this month and then none in November. So going back to IP West, IP Andrew won't publish IP South.
Oh, the big uni sign.
Yeah.
So IP.
What's IP?
Indie Pacific.
Yeah.
Indie Pacific Challenge.
Oh, okay.
So that's been published in
three
states.
Three pipe benches. It was in the middle.
This is to get
you. Yes.
You've got to go for LGA. Yeah, you've got the LGA.
Because there's one in Queensland.
There's one in Queensland in the west.
Yes.
So
and Scotty had no trouble getting it published.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Andrew won't publish it. Andrew's actually pushed back and said none of the reviewers will publish this style of cache anymore. And then a week later, Inspicchio goes and publishes.
Yeah. So Bill was telling me actually that he said yeah, because when he was Andrew was talking to him about something similar, and he said it's a ground speak rule that they won't allow continuous LGAs now challenges anymore.
Yeah.
So,
and anyway. Inspicchio published it, and for Inspicchio.
Oh, dude. Oh, done that much.
He was one of the 10.
How many have you got to the farm?
That's Inspicchio's rule, isn't it?
You got to find a cache in every council from the Indian Ocean to the Pacific Ocean.
Which is pot, you can go up
the
down.
You can go across the top. You can go through the middle.
It's just a continuous LGA.
Continuous.
Minor.
Isn't Inspicchio's rule that he has to have done the challenge before he publishes it?
Yeah, so that one guaranteed.
Whereas Chingle is
pretty much every video.
Chingle is
10.
Well, Bill did the maths and he actually found 14 people in the state. Because it turns out that there's a lot of part-time caches who do a lot of travelling.
Yeah, they
get it. Like GPS and
that. Geotrekkers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who only got...
Do you qualify?
Nah. I go to...
You haven't gone across the Nullarbor yet, have you?
I've been to the Nullarbor, so I've been to Dunlacash and Euclid, which actually gets me a hell of a long way across.
Yeah,
but this is the ill way to Perth.
It's funny, though. I was looking the other way towards the Pacific, and I was thinking, well, I can't go through Victoria, but I can go through sort of Bega, and then I can go up through Canberra, and then I can go up through...
You went to the Mega at Cranbourne, didn't you?
Yeah, so I've got all these... I thought I had four, and then I thought
only one LJ off of getting to the ocean on that
side.
You go to that.
No.
If you go to Cranbourne, you've got to go all the way to Bairnsdale.
Yeah. So there's an event that night at that where they had the fireworks. It was down on that lake or coast area there. That's only one LGA short of where you need to be.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is there only one?
I think it's like South Gippsland or something. It's the only one more you need to get.
Oh, wow.
Because
I've been over there.
Where was it? Because when I went to Victoria last year...
That's the other way that my problem is between York and Norseman.
Yeah, I've got that side. I'm fine. I've got that one on the other side of...
But you'd...
I've driven across another board, so I've got that easy.
But you'd have... What about through Sydney?
No, I don't.
Adelaide. You've never driven Adelaide to
Sydney? I've done, but... On the highway, there's one LJ you go through that has no ground speed cache in it. Got a GCA one in there.
Oh, surely that counts.
That must count.
No.
There's one
at the middle of New South Wales. There's a little one that's just nothing. It's just,
yeah, so and that was on the highway you were on.
It was on the highway.
See, I've driven to Sydney and Brisbane twice.
But if you've done different roads, you probably...
Yeah, I cover
one.
Yeah, there's a sort of two big spaces. There's one council in the middle of nowhere that's...
Whoever knew you're going to get this interested in councils when you started...
I know, it's funny. So now every town you go through, make sure
that
God,
yeah, that's like when I'm going to Brisbane next year, I've mapped out a route so I can get deal chats.
It's really heavy chair. Sorry.
So I, and, yeah.
How many, you got 30 minutes of blah now?
Yeah.
I don't know how you have time to edit all these.
So do you edit most of the crap out of it? And
no.
You just swear just
have you not listened to any? They're just layers. There's no editing.
I didn't know that. I thought there's a lot of like censorship and like.
No.
I really need to watch
that. It takes hours and hours to edit.
So if you listen to
some, I thought you were just
messing
longer time.
You just go 30 minutes, clunk. How long do they last for?
I haven't uploaded any for a while because I've got to upgrade the server. I'm going to pay some more money.
I really think you need to edit some of them, like the last couple. Because I've said comments about like
you were dropping the F word heaps on Take 16.
You were mentioning,
you wouldn't hear me though.
David,
you mentioned Hurdle.
Yeah,
your mate.
Right.
Yeah.
Your mate.
Don't edit that bit out.
But maybe we ought to start using the FX and disguise all of our voices. So then, what she said, no one said.
I wonder who'll get first to find on this. Used to be reverse Werrigo then.
Yeah, has anyone claimed that yet? Having had
well,
the
someone's got to drive all the way out. Nah, because I know who's
found
the reverse.
Where's
it
get published?
Today.
Where get published?
No, where is it?
So it's in Narcan.
It's in Maul's balls.
But Hurdle's name would already be in it.
No,
he hasn't. He didn't find the reverse.
Oh, didn't
he?
Didn't
he find the reverse?
Yeah. Well, that got archived, so how did you do? Or did you just do a...
We did.
Oh, you just
box.
Changed it, did
you?
You
just
changed
on
well, because
they
got archived.
Yeah,
so
you made a replacement one.
Yeah, I just republished a new case.
But not as a reverse. As a
well, I've just got to check some of the rules for,
of course, it used to be a reverse.
If it's got square,
oh, that's
in there.
But that's the same, basically the same final.
Well, not so much beeper.
But there'd be three or four people.
Or do you put a language warning up front?
So there's...
You can actually play the
and
fine.
Because that's what the Triple J do now.
Yeah,
they don't try beeping it.
So,
whereas if you listen
fine.
To Triple N, they'll beep
so
it.
So there's Bill,
but
David,
because it's
anyone's
they got
first.
Matty Cat.
It's public, but it's not public. It's not like public.
They could technically play
the
first of five.
So
loads in the book.
The ruling is different.
Paula's grumpy though.
It's not public for.
He's only got a sedan, so he would never get it.
Sorry, there was some group of us.
I thought you needed high clearance.
Was
it sandy?
Oh, yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then there's a limit to what you can say.
Yeah.
It's although,
we've been in Europe. All the non English countries.
And it's not like
you
can walk to it. It's like
the radio
stations
there.
That's.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like
English songs
get
played with swords in them.
So, Radio National, which. Yeah, less than 1% of the population.
So if anything
goes
missing, it's getting archived.
One night in the 80s, I think Jeffrey Robson used to have
which
his program
one?
On. Anyway,
he
came on one night and he said, this is the start of his program, was going to be on profanity. And
what
he said, there's three words I can't say on the radio. Fuck
Tasmanian
shit and cunt.
Still hasn't been archived.
And that's what he said. And then he had a conversation for a half an hour afterwards where he just kept dropping it. And this was in the 80s.
Oh,
I reckon we've actually gone backwards in some.
But
way.
In Europe, in all
in
the
Europe, Europe's
English
different
countries,
as well.
You can say all you like,
yeah.
Because it's not their language, so.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's going to Barnett's going to have to put a language warning on
Lancaster
16 because of your language.
So if David Ross were attended, then the warning.
And this one needs a language warning.
Yeah, we've got a language warning.
Yeah, it does for that.
I just got to read up to you, so who can actually access
the app. He's moved more than just the F word just now.
Kids.
The C.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but if
Cash. What
was
that?
If say this is for people, you know, 18 plus, then if a kid listens to it and they're swearing, then it's brain heavily out. They're covering themselves.
Can't hear it.
To stop.
Okay, now.
You know, someone who.
That's awesome.
What is?
The rain.
What?
It's not, I was about to go.
Did you say,
get wet now.
You said it was awesome.
Is
this
awesome?
It's a Tasmania day, mate.
No.
Yeah, well,
Sale's
making his own tea, so I'm not in a rush tonight.
You've got England over there, it rains every
day.
So
we're
going
to get it used to be up a tree. Multi?
I've done that.
Yeah,
that's
well, you just want to multi up a tree. You want a 2.
I need a 2.5.
Do you need a tree climb?
2.5.
For that challenge down the south east.
Talk to.
Because you just
yeah,
did a.
I need the same thing.
Yeah, because you did a 4.5. That
2.5 multi.
On, the 2.5 on the bridge down south, that fills one of the holes.
Oh, yeah.
You did a 4.5.
I can type multi
one,
in a straight
yeah,
line.
Or one, so, yeah, something
yeah, yeah.
And this is the
do
only
you think
other
that's
gap.
Really a 4.5?
It is now because it's a nanocation.
What?
So it's 4.5 difficulty because you're looking for a nano cache on a.
I thought I had a 4.5 terrain.
No, it's a terrain 4.5.
It's a terrain
4.5.
Which cache?
Which one's that?
Not on a bridge.
Your church
one. It's on a bridge or something down at Olga Brinka.
Oh, that one. Is that a 4.5?
Yeah.
That filled one of the holes.
You can't change it now.
I didn't.
Change that one.
So
it's not a 4.5
tree.
It was going to be a 4.5. I actually took the ladder to that, and then I got too scared about erecting the ladder because I was just there by myself, and I didn't want to fall over.
Well, that one that you told me I could climb up on
the
railing, climbing up on that bloody railing myself.
Which one's that?
The one near St. John's Church in the city. Just climb up on the railing. Climbing up there, I'll fall and break my neck.
St. John's Church?
Yeah, you're getting something in the right place.
Oh, that one. The Trinity Church.
Sorry,
you can climb up there.
Oh, that's there when you stand on the rail.
You just stand on the rail.
Yeah. Oh, that one.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Because there's a big drop off on the other side
of
the rail.
There's people watching you too. So if you fall, they'll cut you off hospital. I'm sure.
Excuse
they'll just
me,
walk past
you. You're walking distance from the hospital. You
can
roll a gurney down for you.
I just thought, no, that's silly.
You don't even need to call an ambulance.
Walking
distance.
Ask Fredo if you can log it. You didn't actually visit it. So
no. You don't. Is your name in the book? Nope.
Well, multiple people.
Is it the book or somewhere in the
probably
season?
Probably, and then you've got to reach where all the nasties are and pull out the sticks.
Is that the one?
Getting something in the position. Getting something in the right position.
I did that with Munja, and he's like, can you get this? And I was like, I found it like 20
so,
minutes ago.
Sorry, did Munja not want to climb up on the railing then?
No, but he did.
Oh. But were you with him?
Yeah, but he did.
Yes, if someone was there with me, I would.
The first to fly log on that one's interesting because it was actually a riot.
Way more younger than me,
the night it got published. And nobody was watching the geocaches.
Oh, yeah.
Who were climbing on the railing while this riot was
happening.
If I had had someone there that was.
Wait, I can go with you and I'll
just ask some passing businessmen if they can watch
it. I thought about it. So I was like, is there anyone coming down the steps that I could ask to go up for
that?
Like,
steps
build,
don't get used that
like,
much. There's usually some guy doing spray painting
there.
Yes,
that's the bigger thing.
No spray painter there.
Oh. Take a spray paint.
The last three times I've been there,
Bill got
stuff.
That guy
yeah,
to climb up something for him in Bratislava or something. So maybe I can just get somebody to do that. Just mind climbing up on this railing.
Climb up.
Your hand up in that cobweb there.
Yeah, you got a stick sticking out.
Yeah.
There's about three or four more down in the bridge, aren't there?
There may be another cache box in there, but it fell off the stick. But
yeah, that was
I can't remember. But I reckon the last time I replaced it was because whatever was in there was gone.
Mm.
Yeah. You stick a borescope in there and just see what's actually in there.
I've got
a what?
Borescope.
Borescope.
So, you know, like you stick them down tubes and look for stuff?
They're cheap now. Mine's like $60.
$50,000.
Mine.
The Everest, the Olympus Everest, that's what we've
talks
got.
Talks to my phone. I got it for caching. I haven't got it here, so I should have it in my car.
So who's ever done that with you can't find something under a lip and you reverse the camera? And
yeah,
I've done that.
There's something called Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe on Fulton Road that
is oh, yeah,
cannot find unless you
that's
do that.
Brutal.
Yeah, I used the camera for that.
You haven't done any?
No.
Eeny, Meeny,
oh,
Miny, Moe.
That's
okay.
Another one I'm
you need
not.
To do.
You need a cat phone with a camera
you
on the front.
You know how to solve that
can
now because you did my. You know, you did my one in the city.
Oh,
the technique I used on that
machine.
Who ran the darts then?
I was just
thinking.
No, I'm sorry, I know the technique, which is your cache to solve it.
Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, you can solve that now.
Come on, Thomas.
Freddie can see clearly now.
I've strapped the mirror.
One of the techniques in there.
Oh, on your foot.
Shoot, I've got one of them little round mirrors on the thing, but I could never get all the angles right. So
I used to have a mirror in the car.
Well,
actually, there's still a mirror in the car.
Yeah,
I never
you
used
do. Yeah, really
but I never. I rarely use it now because the camera thing just works.
That's the same as that.
Pretty much.
That's the easy part.
The
hard part's finding the
hard part is finding the cage.
Yeah,
this is
quite a large
the same thing where I'm just changing a colour.
Yep.
Yeah, or changing the
contrast.
Contrast.
Are you going
to? It's best to do it with change the midtones.
Yeah,
Okay.
Just use paint.
Paint, mid-tones. Look for mid-tone changer.
And you'll get...
You'll get a fuzzy set of coordinates. And then the fun will start.
Hey, so I've not done that yet either, so maybe we can do that together.
I've read some of the logs on it.
Divide and conquer approach to all
I'm never even going to...
But what you actually have to think is, who designed that?
Well,
and what?
How many loose bolts there are in the morning point? Half the bolts are all loose. It's like, not much holding this whole thing together.
That's for vehicle impact, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to reduce the...
Where is it in general?
Protect the sign.
It's in general, it's Fullerton Road.
That's the end point. The start point's in the city. Your place, almost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's probably one of those ones that's annoying you in the middle of King William
that's
Road.
Brilliant.
King
wow.
William
is on Fullerton Street.
I think it's on that.
It's just around the corner from you.
There's a stack of five there.
No,
yeah,
I've solved it because I saw the coordinates.
So you got
to. I haven't just done the final. I haven't actually found it. That's all.
As a group, would we be interested in hiding some caches? Because there's a new bikeway.
Oh, is it?
Going through out the back.
Oh,
has Bob already claimed it? Or
no, Bob seems to have gone. What's happened to Bob?
He said there was
he's
a new one coming.
He's got a bit quiet.
He put a
trad
out. When
I
talked to Bob.
He's doing that old folks mobility thing, whatever it was.
Yeah, it's really pushing.
Where's
out.
The bike track?
You actually need to interview him about that.
Yeah,
that actually.
What
do you
call it?
But you would be best. I mean, Bob's probably not going to come to this.
He says
it's past his bedtime.
Yeah.
Past his bedtime.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but if you actually arrange, because he's. He could come in here during the day sometime.
Where is that?
I mean, if you've got time at lunch.
I've actually sold
you. You get a half an hour. He'll tell you about this. The concept is...
Yeah.
I like the concept. I'm just not sure how Groundspeak will handle it. But they must be having the same problem in the US and in the...
Which is why he takes the oldies out.
So, yeah, so you've got these people who love to cache. Like Alchin. Or...
Yeah, I like to cache, but don't have...
Dave Kruger, who was, he was on a bed dying of cancer and couldn't cache.
Mm.
So he actually did do a cache over the phone with one of his mates. Eric said, we're out doing this one.
That's nice.
I'm phoning in for David and we're putting your name in the book.
Wow.
And that was the last one he ever logged.
This is Dak.
Dak, yeah. Yeah,
so.
Brand Mentors.
That's the name.
That's
it,
great, yeah. Yeah, because he's done some bushwalks as well with some oldies, like not too tough, but because he would ring me and say, "Oh, what's the terrain like on that one?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you don't want to go that way. You want to go this way." And that was up
there. He finally decided to go finding instead of hiding.
And then, of course, Hurtles had to write, "Who are the Grand Mentors?"
Oh, really? They've even bitumised it.
Okay,
but the other end,
where is it?
They must be moving some. Services,
but the other end must come out at
Regency
Road because there's a new path along Regency Road.
Is it along the train tracks?
No,
it's on this side or the other side?
The other side,
yeah.
Of the train tracks, basically along the fences, and it's little like shoots diagonally
and goes through that tunnel.
You know,
yeah,
there's that tunnel there that the trucks are going through to. Is that RST or TST or one of those?
Not done that
one.
The weirdest bike
yeah,
path.
It was really good to lock chick put it back
off.
In the wrong
and
way.
The Stuart O'Grady, where that
Oops,
starts
did I say
is
that
a stupid.
Yeah.
Which one's that?
The Stuart O'Grady starts at the end of, what do you call it? Right. Whether you turn off to go to either Riverland or you go straight to go to Port Wakefield.
It's not a puzzle though.
Where the next to each other starts.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
the one that goes along next to
road. And
that's the next to Challenge Road.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's basically 23 kilometres of bike
that's where
track.
The freeway
but
is.
But why would you put a bike path there? It starts in a stupid way, ends in a stupid spot.
And you got to cross the road. How
but
many
I've
times?
Ridden
about
along
40?
That road, obviously, like.
Yeah, but that's because they
get onto the bike path.
They didn't build it for the bike path. They built it for the freeway.
They built it for the freeway, and then they threw the
bike
path was an afterthought.
Yeah, it doesn't start or finish
to join. All the bike ways.
Yeah, the freeway does, and that's what it that matters.
But
yeah, but if you're
going
to ride
who's
going to
use that
then,
one? That's just
you're not
a waste
gonna ride
of time.
Along that main road.
No, they're not. But they're thinking of thinking the freeway.
If you were
built it for the bike path,
Regency Park,
then
you're coming from
the
north.
Yeah.
So once they finish the freeway,
because
put the bike
the other
path has
been there for quite some Magazine Road, which if you drive down there, it doesn't go anywhere. But
actually, talking about caches that are missing. Sorry. What's the one that's at the end of the north south freeway. Up, you had to go up on that bike path. Yeah, that one of mine.
You don't know what it is.
I don't even know what the name of it
where
is.
Where is this?
Oh, the one that went nowhere.
The
last exit to nowhere.
Did you
last exit
that?
To nowhere.
Because that just disappeared.
I haven't archived it.
Well, where'd it go? Because I haven't found it.
The cache isn't there. It, like GZ is completely obliterated at the moment. But I think
the exit goes somewhere, doesn't it? Isn't
that,
no, it doesn't go anywhere. It goes
it?
Even less.
Maybe that's why it's not on my map. Did you disable it?
Oh,
maybe?
Did I?
Where is it? It disappeared off my map.
It's called last exit to nowhere.
Is that at the end of the...
It was basically the end of a bike path, so that if you were coming on the Port River
the
Expressway, before you got to the elevated, and you were on a bike, this is where you had to get off.
Oh, gotcha.
But now you can't even ride a push bike on that area. You have to get off just back by the BP, way back there now.
Yeah.
What was that thing?
Which is where that path that you're talking about will come through.
Oh, that's where that trail
is.
Is
that
where that
trail will come through there and come out here?
Is that where that trail used to be?
Yeah, and then come through here. That's what's happening. And the other one, Poke the Bear, I had to disable that.
I saw that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You can't get on the path at the moment.
Oh, I did a couple of weeks ago.
They put all the... So
last exit to nowhere is still enabled.
It should be disabled, but it hasn't got any DNFs.
It hasn't been found since I've played it's got just over a year unloved.
Do you want to try and do that after this?
Well, you can't because it's not there. I can tell you that. But it was under the flange of a light pole, and that light pole is not there.
But it needs maintenance on it.
Yeah. Oh, SAGFI might be paying a visit tonight.
And then you'll get great.
But it's Brett
along with the needs archive.
Yeah, with his virtual needs and maintenance archive.
TV. But if it was hurdles, it'd be gone right
is
now.
Is this one of those ones where you've got to adjust the colour and stuff as
Well?
Are you going to replace your cache?
No, that's
come on.
Is it called the Real Phantom?
I've got a
what's the name of
it?
If
you find that, the interesting thing is, Bill actually had that picture.
So the water actually protected
that picture. He found that picture, but didn't realise that I'd changed something.
I need to do it.
That from whack to whack.
Yeah, because
so
I needed to be just 15 characters long.
One
so
of
there's
the only
15
cases I need
character.
We'll have left in the city to find.
10.
It's just hard.
And then the last one's 5.
You just put them in the checker.
You've got to put that in the checker.
I'm just going to take
so that C would be, get your phone out.
3.
About there.
3.
That's
R would be.
Oh.
There was a homeless guy.
Oh, from the phone.
Yeah.
And that gives you a set of coordinates, which aren't the final coordinates. That's why it's called real.
What are you doing?
Because it's Bob style.
Truly, how'd you come up with this shit? Jesus.
I thought it was a great idea.
Bob around, that's what he does.
So you haven't done any of my puzzles?
Well, that's because you've got... If Fredo's got
I thought it was
wacko
such a good
brain and yours is deranged.
Fredo's logical compared to Greg.
But you've done that one, haven't you? The Real Phantom?
Hey?
I've done it
Phantom.
Now.
Yeah.
Have you done but Brad and Janet said
that
please?
Wasn't anything illogical about it.
Do you know where I'm up to on that?
It's a jump to get started.
I've probably
it is,
put about...
But I think it's full difficulty.
80 pieces of the black jigsaw in, and in my head I'm like thinking there is no way I would ever have the patience to do 6
three
of these.
So
might be underdone.
3.5.
The first one's.
But
once
the penny drops,
I'd like to do the black one just for this, to say I've done it. But
no,
I've probably only put 80 pieces
in. Just as bad as the black one. That's just as bad.
So
they're all 8 seconds.
Nah,
we're doing it at work.
Is it 8? You got them down to 8 seconds.
I'm gonna do 4 or 5 already.
You could do it faster, couldn't
you? Really
yeah,
upset someone else.
You just need some high speed internet somewhere. Yeah. Some 5G.
No, I should have clicked the button a bit quicker. So
yeah, we haven't talked about WebSockets.
WebSockets.
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about WebSockets? And then we're going to go.
No, I want to talk about 5D.
5D.
What should I do? Where should I start?
5D.
I've tried to do the frequency, but that just doesn't help me. I think that's the same.
No, hang on. We are not having this conversation like in front of everyone, all right? I'll give you some little hints.
That's your
thing.
Yeah,
okay. That's Stuart Puzzle Up and Blair.
Oh, yeah. I haven't got anywhere without
eye. I reckon I know where I'm up to.
Oh, no, I remember how I told you. Why he's brought it up is because I did a little bit more maintenance to sort of steer people into the better direction. And there's now a checker after the first stage.
Oh,
you need a checker.
Oh, is that why you brought it up? Like, I need.
No, I keep meaning to ask you every time I see you, but I forget.
So
and then tonight I've spent an hour and a half with you, so
right
it's
here,
actually
right?
dropped out.
Is that right here, right now? Is that the reference?
No, I'm not like, no, we are not
stage
having a conversation.
One, frequency,
now.
That's all I've got.
No, we are not. We are not. We are not doing.
Fredo
this
literally.
Yet. I gave you your, my puzzle with the.
Now we're gonna have to write no
spoiler down here.
No spoilers.
No,
look at that.
I'll talk to you afterwards separately, Anthony.
I'll give it a two.
Secretation business.
The other one was only because I was listening. I wasn't planning on doing that
one. But and it was near to where Last Exit is. Did you solve Last Exit? Anybody who
I did Last Exit.
I did Last Exit.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that
come
hard.
Come on, that's even at my level.
Although that's similar to...
The
puzzle
that easy.
Bazinga? The puzzle Bazinga.
That was I've done that one.
But trippy one was Ben was saying, where's the GIF when it's not a GIF?
Yeah, it looks like it's moving, and he copied it, and his paint, it still keeps moving. I was like, what's going on?
Oh, really?
It's this weird picture that makes your eyes do weird shit.
Was that the one with the man in the lift?
Man in the lift.
It's the one with that maid.
Man in the lift is plain board. That's from...
That's a 5D difficulty, though.
Plane
board.
They break the magnetism.
Is that the one? Plane board, that's the one. Oh, that's the planes one.
That's the planes one. But that's got the men in the background.
What's
I
think. The real. Is it,
yeah,
is
that's
it
got, yeah, that. Because yeah, that is but that is the most boring movie that I've ever seen. That is. It's a film I went and saw back in 1979, isn't it? Does your head in? It was.
So that's not the one.
David Lynch. It's his first movie that he ever made, and it's like, yeah, when he came out of creative school,
yeah,
these were the ideas that he had.
David Lynch took a lot of good drugs.
Yeah, well, this must have been some very excellent ones.
Because he was.
I remember what the name of the film
was.
He's
on a whole
other
level, that guy.
Yeah. And you think nothing's happening in that GIF, and then it does.
Is that real plain board? The one like on the ring rig. That I called you that night about? Is that
no,
it's yours. Is it real plane board?
No, there's plane board.
What's the? It's real something or other.
Real, there's real board.
Real board. Is
extremely
that,
bored. Weatherboard?
No, it's a real cache.
It's going to be whiteboard, blackboard.
Is that
completely?
Is that
board.
Done past the new rules? Does it? Those containers.
What,
yeah,
the wood?
Yeah, that's
the guidelines have changed.
What you got as
a? Are you allowed to please put a wood?
Not
no.
Before.
Yeah.
No, we need
yeah.
to.
No, there is a way around it. All I have to do is staple a logbook.
You need to have a. Yeah, if you staple a plastic bag,
but it still actually qualifies because what I did with plain board was I took it to work and put it on the scanner at work,
yeah,
scanned the piece of wood,
and sanded it off, didn't
you? And then sanded it off. So there's no difference between that and.
There's real tactless, real loco, real board.
Yeah,
real,
but
real
magnetic
cross.
Ones don't contain
these
the
Freddos.
Yeah.
No, but this
what's
one.
The it's a one.
No.
Oh, I like that one.
Did you
it's
find
not,
it?
It's probably 2.5 terrain for getting it. The magnets off the.
Oh, dude, that's strong. Because
yeah.
I got there and I was like, where is this? Where is this?
That's
I was
too
like,
hard
Freddo, where's this? And he's like, look at the guardrail. I was like, 2.5 terrain.
Oh, we're live.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Mark. Hello,
SAG
Equality.
You got
the final list. Yeah,
got to
put Astro's name in the logbook.
Astro wants to go live on air. He wants to call into the studio.
I need a pen.
Who's got a pen? Death Catch, Big Bus.
Winpack, that one. There's another one over here.
Oh.
Alright.
Does that mean I'll get a free
hello.
Pen?
Hello.
Testing, right. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Fred.
Right.
Do you think anyone listens to these?
You got so many puzzles tonight,
Sue.
Well,
you, Sue, you need to, got... Sue, you need to grow up. Like that's.
You sure can't have that right. No, that's not right.
Dude, why don't you just ask the guy with everything?
Oh no, you might have it right.
Pardon?
Wait, it's funny how Sue doesn't like you, like. Copy and pasting, but then she's like, oh yeah, my goal is Fredo 400 puzzles.
Shush. Not 400 puzzles.
I don't know why
Fredo
you got north
400 puzzles.
Well, that's what came up when I put the thing in.
And then sure enough, she's just like, no better, just like, you know.
What have you done wrong?
Fredo only has about 200 puzzles.
It might not
400.
Be the iPhone keypad.
No.
It's
Sue
the
and I have
one.
A good bond.
The other one. Okay.
I'm going
you'll
to get
there.
There though. I only need to get 19.
No,
stop rating
now.
19.
I'm impressed.
What,
I'm
with
impressed.
Your multis?
No, Fredo caches.
What are you up to now?
Not puzzles, caches.
What are you trying to do? Find Fredo.
400 Fredo caches.
There's going to be a challenge.
You're way ahead of me.
Hurdle's up to 700.
You can't have
Hurdle
them based
and Astro,
on
they're
that.
Each other ahead of me.
Sorry.
You can't have a challenge
and both
based
of them
on
were
that.
Miles
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
each
yeah.
Close.
The funny one was...
I want to get on the you know, on Project GC, the top level. Yeah.
Right. Do you see my record was on Project GC now?
I did.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you vlogged it, haven't you?
Yeah, finally.
What one? That record?
Day record.
Day record.
The one
I didn't actually overtake.
And did you
say,
have you suddenly logged shitloads of photos?
Just enough.
No.
Yeah,
but how are you gonna? How are you gonna repeat
I
that?
I did in my car. Oh, you
I
can't
do
one
test
right
there, but
not unless we
can't.
Put out, not unless we put out a trial.
It's
1,000 long.
You're
but
sad.
It's
funniest place in Australia to put out a trial.
I told you.
I just like one or two photos every case.
And
we always say it is possible to beat it. It's easy to do it. It's you could do 1,000.
Easy do. Easy.
Lisa Bruce did 1,000 on the ET trial.
But you could do 1,000 in Australia. You could beat the record.
Why would you want to?
Yeah, but there's 1,000 over North Peninsula now. There's 1,500 over there.
If you got two cars and then just ultimately,
okay, yeah, what you did
and had some,
because you didn't do 24 hours.
No, so we started at 4:30 a.m. and then we kept going.
So when did you find the first cache?
We got up at 4, but at the first one, I think I even wrote all the times because I logged them all. But it was about 5:20 we actually started. Cause
was it daylight then?
We only had
they had the head torches on. Have you not read the log?
No.
everyone's investigating me. Like I haven't.
Did you say you swapped cars?
No.
I just went. Shit, David's logged his caches. He's now on 5,000.
I've still got another. I've got 900 more drafts I've got to get through.
Jesus.
But, it was longest DNF log too.
But yeah. Anyway, so we started at 5:20. It was the first log. That's the time.
Yeah.
And we got to about 7 p.m. when we cracked a beer. So, was that mine?
That's mine.
1600.
So,
yeah,
that's a DNF log.
So, anyway, one sec. So, we about 6:30, something like that, is when we got the last
that's
one, 8681.
So, over 12 hours.
Over 12 hours.
And
yes.
David's enjoying it so much, he went out on his own
with
Janine.
It's going to be
better.
So,
scatterbrains.
No, we are not recording this. Like,
it is.
No, this ends here.
See, ultimately. So you move the cages forward with two cars.
No, I don't trust you at all.
Can't be anything as bad as what Fredo said.
Cage.
Now you do.
And he's here. No, he's not going to make it, but he's teed it up with another.
So he makes the carts go really fast.
Yeah.
Have you turned it back on?
Yeah.
You can't do that and not tell people.
No, it's implied by me doing this.
Oh.
I want to ask a question. Barnick, you had yours archived today because of lack of maintenance.
Which one?
That's not cool, man.
Which one?
Probably stuck in the middle.
Stuck in the middle.
And
stuck in the middle?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, the tree was cut down, but not by the council.
That one.
Oh.
By the neighbour.
Oh.
And the neighbours also installed security cameras. They're not in his
is
yard.
Is that the one you asked about me in the park? That was in the
yeah,
street.
You and I did that late at night.
Was that the one in the park
yeah.
just off Main North Road?
Oh.
And you were like, you asked me about it because the light came on?
Mm.
You probably freaked this guy out. They've got all this security.
Yeah, no, all these random people. That's probably us that sparked that.
Because like, remember, I was all the lights on.
And now he's put all these cameras and they're out.
Does he know the cash is there, though? He's probably panicking, thinking people are doing stuff.
Yeah, people drugs. Yeah.
Well, he's growing the drugs at the back and he thinks everyone's watching him.
But
he's
the weird thing
on
is my next door neighbour's got a 5-year-old. And sometimes we jump on the bikes and he likes to go and check on a couple of the caches in the area.
Oh, that was the dirt bike that was going around Elizabeth the other day.
So we're quite often up and down that path, and then, you know, the next door neighbour's son, he thinks that, you know, that there should be a cache here or
that's
one there. So, you know, we get out there with torches and everything. And
there hasn't been any new Barnacks coming out, actually. I've noticed you've gone quiet.
Because he's doing events all the time.
Yeah, that's
oh, good. Working on a couple. Well, I want to work on quite a few out there.
All right, well.
I think that's a good idea, and I reckon you could do those as Bob tribute caches.
What's
it's
that?
Bob
oh, the bike.
But not make them puzzles. Make them, or make
Bob
them really
your bike.
Mm. And have it as a tribute to Bob.
I can make it.
On
and
Bob's
I,
bike.
And I keep going and put one very close to here.
Oh,
and
Bob's
and get it
Bob's power
yeah,
trail.
You need to do that.
Bob's power trail, he says he keeps bringing out. It can be along the bikeway.
Oh, yeah. He's big cat digger that he's
yeah.
like, yeah.
It's coming.
Real Nirvana. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to our audience. This is DJ one of my DJ Dag was in the house.
DJ was.
Thanks, DJ Freds, DJ Mickles, LL Barnick. It's always a pleasure having you accompany us today. SAGO5 and the Tads, as they call him. Yeah, the Tads. Yeah, Mr. T.
Jim Jarrett Fool.
Yeah. Well, it's only T of TTT.
And a shout out to Tiger Muffin, who got silver on What Could Possibly Go Wrong.
Oh.
He's still out there, is he?
He's still out there.
Oh, he hasn't logged anything for
hours. He's obviously
logged a few recently.
Has he?
Mm.
Oh.
Is he been watching?
He's back into it.
No, he's in.
Oh. He's done some good puzzles.
He's got good puzzles.
He's got very good.
He's got proper brain.
It's like they're as good as Gridge 98.
Yeah, what you mean? He could understand
the other guy that we're missing is Keishism. He had some good puzzles.
Mm.
Yeah,
Keishism had, you know, his artwork was so good.
Oh yeah, the artwork.
Speaking of question, is Langy dead or is he still alive?
No, Langy moved to another state.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he moved to Queensland.
Doctor Alice apparently thinks he's dead.
Well, it's possible he's dead because
Langy was active the other day, because I checked his profile.
I'm pretty confident that he's still alive.
I think he's probably still alive, but he's a big man. He's the biggest person I've ever met.
Were you pushing 200?
He would actually probably be over 200. He's 6'8".
High.
And huge.
Yeah.
I asked him when he was last time he was weighed less than 150 kilos, and he said
when I was 12.
15.
Oh my god, that's
so
huge.
Security guard, he'd just stand in the doorway.
Yeah. He'd fill a door.
See, going back to my cage, stuck in the middle.
They moved the tree.
It was stuck in the middle of a hollow part
wasn't
of
that
tree.
Was
it
a painting?
Yeah, on a piece of wire.
Yeah.
So,
what's the one that's a tap? Is that it, the one stuck in the corner?
In the corner's the eight-legged support.
Oh, yes, that's it. Yeah, I knew it was something.
That was a... You know, when you go to the June long weekends and you take a gift and you receive a gift.
Yeah.
That was
the
gift
when
I
you
got.
It was
unwrapped it.
Well, I've still got an ammo tin that I got as my gift. I've got to put that out somewhere.
I got an
ammo box. Luckily, it was heavy, so I didn't throw it across the room when I unwrapped it.
I don't know where to hide it. I got that from Honeysuckle. I got an ammo box. That's
one of those big ones, like the Big Kahuna.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, not as big as the Big Kahuna.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller than that.
I had one about this tall at one point.
Yeah.
Great big eye thing.
I don't know where to hide it.
You've done the Big Kahuna?
I that's where I was nearby
the Big Kahuna,
yesterday.
That's a proper cage.
I wish I'd.
There's a few of those in Tassie on the new letterbox trail. There's some big container size caches on the letterbox trail in Tassie.
Never before.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
cool.
About five or six of them.
You've got a body in the big container.
Cool.
I really want to see it. I just want
to see it. Seriously, it's big enough to hide
it's
a
body. It's a
and you go, how the hell did he get this here? And why would he have brought it here?
Is that a barrel? Is that
it starts in the
city.
It's not
a
barrel. It's a metal thing.
It's
a metal barrel.
The numbers are there. The numbers are on the bench and it takes you. Have you still got those? Those letter dies, those stamping numbers, you know.
Because they go and paint over the bench.
Did you really go into the Burnside Village Shopping Centre with
Sunday morning with a hammer and the number 3? in my, and I sat down and I pulled out the number 3 and I went, ka-ding! But can you imagine?
No, I couldn't imagine that.
No, but what I see is the women of Burnside take their children to the pond, and the question that gets asked:
Why has this one got
mummy,
a three on?
Why is this number three got number 3 on it?
Because
there's some lunatic man called Freddo
who went around
who thinks he's a frog
and found a frog and went clonk.
What's the one where you had to smash the hell out of it in the middle of the road? The where it had that hardened steel pole that.
Oh,
and
yes.
Barely left a
yes, that was.
Hut Street.
Hut Street, it was.
Oh,
so that's gone. That's long
that's
gone now. That was the time machine one, which ended up in the beehive.
I did all of that.
And then there were some kids there that obviously found the cage because I found their bongs.
Oh, that was one in the olive tree.
Yeah, it was in the. So it was a massive, big dead tree, but it was surrounded on any side by 10 metres of olives. So you had to push your way through the... Well, even,
so everyone loved you that when they went to find
that
one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And well, that one of Burnside Village, I hadn't actually read the cache page. I'm just assuming it's one of your bloody tag things somewhere, like looking on all these benches.
I couldn't find it, but you can just use any number. And
yeah, yeah. You
and then I actually read the cache page and went, look at all these bloody frogs.
Yeah, so I looked at the frog easier. And then you found a three. Well, and it's the Polish one because all the kids go rubber, rubber.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they all like you look at all the frogs and that one's all got a shiny back.
What was really annoying was Burnside Village was shut when I got there, so I walked all the way from the car park to get lost in space and then walked all the way back to Burnside Village.
To go back all the back.
And then worked out the corner and I've got to walk all the way back to the
bloody...
Well,
Burnside Village was shut for an event once.
Yes, I was at that one.
Oh, you were at that thing.
We had it in the car park.
Oh, yeah, the car park.
So if I got
a which wasn't a bad
that's the worst thing about South Australia. You guys close at like
it's
8 o'clock.
Not everywhere in South Australia.
Not
just
everywhere.
In our court, we didn't.
Yeah, it's just the city. It's just
the city.
Well, that was New Year's Eve. And yeah.
Even
now, see, Andrew was an asshole there. Like,
whoa.
The problem was they were published by Soft Puppet Accounts. And he created a set of rules. So a new set of rules have been created that are based on if it's consider us as Barnick's crew. So that's the Sock Puppet account. So if we're putting up an event, it has to be hosted by and the geocacher has to name themselves. So now you'll find in the text on the cache page, it'll say event by GeoVenture
2020. Oh, yeah. I saw that. I posted by ever.
That's Walker or Fredo or whoever.
He did an SAGO5 event last weekend. Yeah, but I'm the only one that is.
You're it.
I am SAGO5, but.
They don't know that.
He does. Whereas GeoVenture is anybody.
We know that now because you just told us, but yeah.
But everybody knows.
He would have asked who you were.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were Liberal to Labour.
When Liberal to Labour, he said, "Who is this?"
Yeah.
And I said, "It's Chris Donahue."
So you could tell the attendees.
I could have told him it could have been anybody. I could have said, "This is Hurdle," and then why has this guy been awake?
I'm going to delete the account.
so the other sock puppet account. I was telling these
should guys give it earlier. A razz.
When we went on our Simpson trip, Greg had his mate, a Tasmanian mate. Greg the Tasmanian had a Tasmanian guy who was a muggle, Tony.
Mm.
And Greg and Tony have hung around since primary school. So they had all these fun jokes. And so one night we found out that Tony is Travelling Sister's nephew.
And
we're like, oh, we did that. We did. We went, oh,
yes, Christmas.
And we just sucked completely in. They made it up. Oh, that's brilliant. So anyway,
this is after a few beers.
It was completely sucked in for about.
Was Tony acacia or is he just a?
Tony's not acacia. It's just.
That was just to wind everyone up.
Yeah, just to wind
that's
us up.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So after that, we were logging acacias on that Simpson trip as.
Travelling Sister's Nephew.
So last night I created an account called Travelling Sister's Nephew.
Oh, when's the high
code? So Travelling Sister's Nephew then looked for the nearest Mary McGillan cache, Mary McGillan Kensington, and then said, logging this one for Auntie. Or thanks Auntie for the cache.
Oh,
guess what I got today?
You got an email?
I got an email. We're from Travelling Sister, which says Samuel?
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 Oh, so the nephew Samuel.
Yeah.
So the nephew Samuel. Oh, no. I don't know what to say. I might go back to her and say Tony.
Question mark.
No, Tony.
I'm Samuel's
You've
brother.
Got way too much time.
Well, he doesn't have any caches to find.
Yeah, that's right. Or salt.
I got bored last night
creating caches. My favourite Travelling Sisters
story. Are you doing the glass?
Oh, it's the Mary the Killer one.
Remember when Winter Dragon did the martial arts?
The martial arts.
And she cracked the shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he had to change the name.
And he got told by the Catholic Church he had to change the
name. Oh, because I saw that he says, by the way, this has nothing to do with, you know.
Well, because like, originally when it came out, it was, what was it?
It was Mary McKillop.
Mary McKillop learns karate. Ninja.
That's it.
Ninja Nun. And it was brilliant.
Yeah.
And then
ninja
they
assassin.
Got.
Yeah, Ninja Mary Assassin.
Mary McKillop, Ninja Assassin.
Yeah.
But they've trademarked the name. So they've actually got him on legal grounds. I said, you can't use the name.
Yeah.
And Winter Dragon's like, it's just a joke puzzle.
And then he changed it to McKillop.
But surely there's something about.
He knew McKillop was even better, though.
Which is actually a better name.
Because it was at that Taekwondo school.
That's right, it's still there. I found it like
a trad.
3 months ago. Yeah.
Was it a
trad?
Yeah.
It's a trad
on South Road.
Yeah. I thought it was a puzzle.
Yeah, Edwardstown.
It's probably never a puzzle.
No, I thought there was rules, though, that said that if they're satirical, that like you can infringe on. Because that's like society.
That's within Australian law. Yeah. Yeah, just satire rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're allowed to, if you're doing satire.
If it's obvious that it's satire. Yeah. If it's like, in that weird ground. So
now some poor nun thinks that's
nephew. Mary McKillop was a ninja.
You gotta watch out, because if they know you're not Samuel, they'll like go, you know, you're in breach of using, you know, like.
Which?
Yeah.
Well, you can't, it's not, there's no rule against having Travelling Sisters' nephew as your account name.
Mm.
And now
you just have to say,
"I am the Ninja Assassin."
Ninja Assassin.
No, you should just claim innocence. You go, "Who's this?" Like you can go, Travelling Sisters
no,
is a nickname.
I've already said thanks, Auntie.
No, you've got to reply back and say, "Auntie?" Question mark.
Did you actually go and write in the book? No. That's that GO5 stamp, Predator Catches that hasn't written in the book.
Actually, I've noticed that.
I'll have to delete the logs.
I've noticed the
schoolgirl never ever found
it. I've had no one pick up on my joke when you published that bowl of flippers, which you did as a swimmer girl. I said, thanks for this cage swimmer girl, nice stats. Because you know her.
Yeah, but
I thought that was really clever. Because that's the answer to another puzzle.
Yeah, I think we were.
And that was for you, that was an in joke for you.
Yeah, no,
for
I got it.
And I just like, no one's kind of gone. That was really.
Well, I wrote thanks for the cash Freddo at the end of it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of Freddos through the literature.
That should never have got archived.
But the funny thing is.
The bold.
The bold.
Yeah.
There's.
Was that always
you
there?
You get DNFs on it from
never,
movies.
Never.
And they like.
Ah.
It's not there.
I saw a new multicache and it's your email.
I saw that.
It's from Bill.
Yeah.
No, that's the brilliant. Cute.
Somebody said
like,
they saw a meat tin down on the underpass. And I was like,
no,
is that it?
I got super keen. I was like, yep, new multicache.
That's a brilliant.
Come on.
Okay.
Let's go.
It is.
It's a shame about
that.
Because of the DNFs and flippers.
No, it needed some work done on it. It didn't ever get DNFs. There was. That what you see there is the original cache.
Yeah.
What happened was
to get started.
So what he had was a hex grub screw in there, and somebody put the grub screw in back the front. So it was difficult to get out. So I went and gathered. Well, after it got archived, I went and gathered it, took the work, used a little probe.
So it's just
maybe
like a man.
Doing some metallurgy work.
Yeah, as usual.
I lost us a virtual finder. With all the other virtual finders.
Well, for which this is for the Wattle Park, Michelle and Hounds.
Mm. Yeah, you logged a virtual find.
You
so did friends.
No, I was there and I got a photo of Jess and I. And Jess really never lies.